What happened the night Lyakonde was killed? Around midnight, on the 27th of December 2004, Laia Alma Conde from Sierra Leone was standing at the Silvalkreuzung in Bremen. Two police officers saw how he hastily swallowed something, possibly little white pellets. 12 a.m. Presuming that he was in possession of illegal drugs, the two officers arrested Laia Conde and took him to the police station in Bremen Fahr. In search of proof for their suspicion, they wanted him to swallow a substance called emetic, which causes vomiting. The German Federal Court of Justice later stated, Conde hardly spoke German, and communicating with him in English was also very limited, even with the help of sign language. For this reason, Conde was not informed of his legal rights. Laia Conde was also not informed about his health risks. This should have been the duty of the medical examiner from the Search for Evidence Unit, who was medically in charge of this procedure, which in bureaucratic German is called a forced excorporation. Laia Conde refused to take the vomit-inducing syrup voluntarily. An hour later, around 1 a.m., in order to apply the emetic by force, the two officers cuffed his hands behind his back, placed him on an examination chair and tied his feet to it. Laia Conde resisted when they wanted to insert a 70 centimeters long tube into his nose. He tried to prevent this by moving his head. One of the officers pressed his head against the back of the chair. The medical examiner administered emetic and then water through the tube. Around 1:30 a.m., the vomiting began. Laia Conde clenched his teeth. He tried to swallow the vomit and only expel the water. The police have a name for this behavior, filtering. After repeated vomiting through clenched teeth, a small pellet of cocaine came out, possibly through a gap in his teeth. This would have been sufficient proof for police and judiciary to convict Laia Conde for drug possession and drug trafficking. In its first ruling, the Federal Court of Justice came to this conclusion. It stated, the accused doctor continued to medicate after the retrieval of the first cocaine pellet, even though the criminal offense of illicit drug trafficking had been established. According to paragraph 29, section 1, number 1 of the German Narcotics Act. 20 minutes later, around 1:50 a.m., Laia Conde collapsed. He appeared apathetic, was foaming from mouth and nose. The pulse reader showed no signal. The medical examiner, however, was not alarmed by this. He assumed the device to be broken and changed the finger sensor. 4 minutes later, 1:54 a.m., as the pulse oximeter continued to show no levels, the physician called an emergency doctor for assistance. He left the room to do this. His behavior was later called headless by the federal court. Instead of instructing one of the police officers to use his cell phone to make this call, and without performing first aid measures, he left the room. The courts later tried to establish if the medical examiner called emergency assistance because he was worried about Laia Conde's condition or simply to obtain an intact oximeter. Shortly after 2 a.m., the emergency doctor and two paramedics arrived. Laia Conde was breathing heavily and was unresponsive. The paramedics pointed out to the emergency doctor that Conde's pupils were pin-sized and did not react to light. Their oximeter indicated a better oxygen saturation They also measured more stable results for blood pressure and pulse. A witness later stated that the medical examiner, in this moment, talked about his experience with black Africans often playing dead in situations like this. He asked the emergency doctor if he could repeat the process of injecting water. The emergency doctor did not object. He wrote his report without reacting to the procedure. 10 minutes later, at 10 minutes past 2 a.m., the medical examiner pumped more water into Laya Condé's stomach without any further examination. Condé vomited again, bringing out another cocaine pellet. After repeated water injections and vomiting, a third pellet was expelled. Journalists from the magazine Stern and the newspaper Frankfurter Rundschau later calculated that the physician must have infused several liters of water through the tube. During the procedure, the stomach tube slipped out and had to be reinserted. In the course of this action, Condé grew weaker and weaker, and his vomiting reflex decreased significantly. Subsequently, the doctor stuck a wooden spatula down his throat, stimulating Condé's gag reflex to cause more vomiting. The first ruling of the federal court on the 29th of April 2010 states, after more vomiting, which was triggered by this, a fourth white pellet was retrieved after opening his clenched jaws. By now the procedure had taken well over an hour. Laya Condé was hardly breathing. Seeing this, the emergency doctor tried to apply artificial respiration, which was only possible after the water in Condé's throat had been pumped out. 2:36 a.m. Laya Condé was slumped in his chair and barely breathing. The monitor indicated 3 breaths a minute. His pulse was 33. His pupils were unresponsive. He was unconscious. 2:40 a.m. According to the Bremen District Court report, the emergency doctor in this moment was finally able to ventilate Condé, at which point exactly he fell into a coma is hard to reconstruct. The federal court states, the blood oxygen level was not measured continuously. Moreover, there was a malfunction of the oximeter. The acoustic alarm of the device had been turned off for unknown reasons. Condé fell into a coma and was beyond point of rescue. 3:12 a.m. Laya Condé was transported to hospital unconscious. At St. Joseph Stift, he was taken to the intensive care unit. X-rays indicated pulmonary oedema, water lungs. One day later, serious brain damage became apparent. On the 7th of January 2005, Laya Condé died from the consequences of emetic administration.